Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Finding out that no mystery is ever really solved until the criminal is actually in jail. With the aid of the sheriff, the two old mail-order detectives found out what caused the midnight train to make its ghostly runs on a track where there were no trains. And they have the phonograph and the train record which caused all the trouble. They also feel sure who the culprit is and are on their way in the dark to the ranch of a wealthy Spaniard whom they suspect. Elmer is carrying the phonograph. The sheriff has his gun ready and Cy carries his flashlight, which is jerked out of his hand by something which slaps him in the face at the same time. We pick up the story just as the flashlight disappears.
Yes, but tell me this. How could anybody grab that flashlight out of Cy's hand and not be close enough for us to see or hear him?
Yeah, and what made it go out so quick?
Well, it must have hit the ground quick, and none of us saw it while it was still lighted.
Yeah, here's another flashlight, but my hand is shaking so bad I can't get it turned on.
Oh, give it to me, Cy, give it to me. Sheriff can hang on to his gun.
Yeah.
Plenty light. Let me find the other one right here on the ground where Cy dropped it.
I told you, Elmer, I never dropped it.
Well, I know you didn't, son. I'm right disappointed in Elmer as a detective, not knowing what happened to it.
Well, I don't know, and I'm a detective.
Well,
and I was holding it, too.
Sheriff didn't expect you to know, Cy, but he knows I'm smart, and I got it figured right quick now.
Elmer can't figure it, Sheriff. Tell us how it happened.
Well, just think back a minute, boys. How did these men get carried up out of that cutter on the sidetrack back there?
You said it was this Mexican feller's lariat, Sheriff.
Well, sweet sorghum and sour cider. I'm getting as dumb as Cy. Certainly ask what happened.
And what has all them fellers got to do with my flashlight?
Well, we're talking about the flashlight now, Cy. That flashlight was taken out of your hand with a lariat.
Huh?
And believe me, that's some fancy rope throwing.
And that was what hit me in the face?
Certainly that's what hit you in the face. That fella had it through it three times, hit the flashlight. It's safe now to have this other light of burnage here?
Oh, I know it. Somebody will start a shooting at us.
No, there ain't no danger of that, Si. This man is too smart to shed any blood.
Huh?
But he ain't smart enough to realize that officers of the law can't be scared off the track by trick rope throwing and phonograph records that trains are running.
I ain't so sure of that, Sheriff. He's done plenty for me. I'm ready to quit now.
Yes, you're old as quitting, but you got to keep going now, Si. What gets me is where this fella could have been when he was throwing that rope.
Yeah, up in that little box on top of that telegraph post, I reckon.
Not a chance. We just left that pole and he went up there then.
And where was he?
Say, how does the sheriff know, Si? He's been right here with us all the time, ain't he?
There ain't no place around here he could hide, is he?
Well, don't forget, boys, that he's an expert with a rope.
Yeah.
And that he lassoed those men on the track from about 40 feet. And he did it six times without missing once. He could probably hit that flashlight in three tries from the same distance.
That's a long ways to toss a rope, ain't it?
Yeah, it takes a good man to put a loop over a stirrus half that for a week. Say, this fella must be awful good.
Yeah, but who was he? I don't care if he throwed the rope a half a mile. He had to be someplace to throw it from, didn't he?
Right you are, Si. And if you take careful notice, there's a big scrub oak right to one side of us. Put the light on it, Elmer. Yeah, there you are. That's plenty big to hide a man, and it's only about 25 feet away.
You mean he's hiding there?
Yeah, I reckon he was, but I bet he ain't now.
Why not?
Well, he most likely run for them trees the minute he got his rope on that there flashlight.
And he's hiding back in them woods now.
I reckon he is, Si. He wouldn't stay behind that one lonely tree with them others only a few feet away. And I'll bet he was gone when we got another light working.
And what do we do next?
Say, we got to get right out and find it, Phil, of course. Can't I leave this stern phonograph here, Sheriff?
Yeah, you can hide it back there by that big tree, Emmer.
No, you don't now. We're being watched now. And that phonograph would be gone 2 minutes after we left it. It's going to be in our way, though. Now, let's see. Well, we've got to move fast. Yeah. One of us better stay here with it while the other two go on.
Yeah, no, that ain't so good, Sheriff. What if somebody comes running out to them trees with a gun in his hand and takes a shot at the fella that's doing the staying here?
Well, what do you suppose the sheriff wants somebody to stay here for?
That sir, I can't figure out.
Well, I'll tell you. Certainly there's liable to be trouble of some kind. You ought to know that.
Yeah.
And you've got to stay here, so if me and the sheriff chase some desperate fellas out of them trees, well, you can catch him.
Me? I got to stay here?
Sure, sir. You're the logical one to stay here. Now, you see, the chances is you won't be bothered at all. And all you have to do is to watch that phonograph, while Elmer and I'll be sure to run into trouble in the woods. And I think Elmer's liable to be the most good with his gun, if we happen to need it.
Yeah, but what if I do get into trouble here?
Well, sir, you just have to shoot that gun over.
Oh, Elmer.
Well, you
can't shoot her.
Well, you got it. You've been saying how brave you are for 40 years. Yes, sir. For the last 40 years, you've been telling me how darn brave you were.
Well, I am brave, Elmer.
Yes, he ain't done nothing yet but bail her and faint and cry and moan and carry on. Now, sit down there by that phonograph and get your gun ready.
I can't stand it, Elmer. I just can't stand it. Just as sure as shooting, if anything happens, I'll faint right dead away. And then that phonograph is going to get stole anyhow, and I'll be killed too.
Well, this is sure a pretty pickle.
Yeah.
I can take Cy with me and have him faint when trouble starts, or I can leave him here and have him faint anyway.
Well, I tell you, Sheriff, I'd rather do my fainting with you, I think.
Well, we can't afford to lose that phonograph, and we can't take it with us, so... Well, I guess Cy goes with me.
There you are. That's just fine, Sheriff.
Gee, it's not fine. It's the foolishest thing you ever I heard of.
What's the matter with it?
Well, my goodness. Take you with the sheriff and leave a brave, hard-shooting man like Elmer Peabody set here. My goodness. While old Misery Cy goes into the woods to his fainting and gets in the sheriff's way. Oh, sweet sap.
Who's a sap?
You're a sap.
Elmer Peabody. Yeah. That's the way the sheriff wants it, and that's the way it's going to be. And besides, I won't faint if I'm with the sheriff.
Oh, you will, too.
No, I won't, Elmer.
You always faint. I don't care who you
are. Elmer, I know the sheriff is a smart fella.
Yeah.
And he'll look out for things.
Well, sir, you sure are a diplomat.
I'm a diplomat, what?
Yes, he ain't nothing. Just an old frayed cat and any coward sissy.
Elmer, I ain't no such a thing.
Well, all right, boys, come on. Now, we're wasting time enough. Now, Elmer, you stay here. Keep your eyes and ears open. And if anything starts, stop it. That's all. Come on, Cy.
Now, you take care of yourself, Elmer. You just sit right still there, and me and the sheriff will fix things up.
Yes, you and the sheriff will fix things up. Maybe the sheriff will let it fix, and you'll do. Well, go ahead. And if you and the sheriff get set up something you can't handle, don't holler for me. Don't holler for me once to come out and help you out.
Elmer, I can't help it if the sheriff wants me to go with him.
Yes, he don't want you any more than he wants the measles.
Well, you'll see, Elmer, when I get all the credit for taking this thing.
Hey, you wildcats. Hey, quit that scrapping. Come on, Sy. My goodness, if we don't hurry, there won't be nothing left around here to find. Come on, now, point that light to opening them trees and get it going.
I kind of hate to leave Elmer there all by himself. I know how I'd feel about being left.
Well, don't you worry none about Elmer, Si. He can take care of himself. Now, when we get to this opening the trees, hang on to that flashlight so it won't be jerked out of your hand again, you hear?
Wouldn't it be better to put out the light and sneak up to the ranch house in the dark? That way, nobody could shoot at us.
Really, not much danger of that, Si. Whoever we're looking for is smart enough to know what the sheriff is after. And most folks, well, no matter how bad they'll be, will think twice before they shoot a sheriff.
There's the trees right ahead of us. I'm a-getting awful nervous about this thing, Sheriff.
Oh, you just hang on, Si, and keep going. Nothing is going to happen to us, except stringing a rope across the path for us to fall over.
Yeah?
Something to take out of time.
Yeah, but these trees is so dark and close together that most anything could happen here.
Yeah, it could, yeah, but it ain't going to. Now, go easy from here on, Si. It ain't likely we're going to be allowed to walk right up that ranch house with something being put in our way.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute, Si. Hold on. Looks to me like there's something ahead. Look right through this cut in the trees. Look, yeah. We're at the other end.
Well, I do see something, Sheriff. And it ain't a moving. It's a staying right in the light.
Well, don't stop, Si. Don't stop now. Keep a walking right steady towards it.
Yeah, but what if we get shot?
Didn't I tell you there ain't gonna be no shooting?
Yes, but...
But what?
Does the other fella know that?
Now, Si, quit worrying and come on.
Sheriff.
What is it?
I ain't sure, but that thing up ahead looks like a fella that followed me and Elmer along the railroad track. And he's on the horse, too.
Well, I wouldn't wonder if it's the same one.
No, it's funny. He don't do something.
Well, more than likely, he's waiting for us to do something. No, don't stop now, Si. Come on, we'll walk right up to him.
I hope he don't get mean with us.
Si, you're a deputy sheriff now. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
You gotta be brave like sheriffs and deputies are.
Yeah.
And what's more, don't forget that I'm the sheriff.
Yeah, I know you are.
But if anything happens to us here, it'll be just too bad for somebody.
Yeah, it'll be just too bad for us.
Now hush up, Si, will you? We walk up close to this fella before we say anything.
Well, I don't know, Sheriff. He's awful close to us right now.
Now, my friends, you have gone far enough. What is it that you want on the property of San Jose Tijuana, huh?
I'll tell you, mister. The sheriff and me wants to arrest...
Hold on.
Hey, what's the matter?
Well, hombre, we was just taking a little walk. This early morning air was good for us. We'd sort of like to take a look around Don Jose's ranch.
Don Jose's ranch? Why, say, this ain't that Don Jose Tijuana feller, is it, Sheriff?
No. I am not the senor you speak of. But I am his lieutenant, the right-hand bower, the finest caballero in all the states. It is now your great honor and privilege to be looking at the one and only... Manuel Enchilada Caliente.
Here is a new angle to the mystery. If Manuel is guilty, would he meet the sheriff so calmly when he has had time to get away? Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station. Thank you.